California Dreamin'. And I don't know how to segue from California Dreamin' to Representative Christy Purcell, but I'll think of something while Lisa says something pithy.
Okay. Hi.
No pressure.
Welcome.
Thank you.
We're happy to have you.
Hi. It's a little dream to be in this nice, cozy studio this morning.
It's really
nice and warm in here.
Mm-hmm.
It's all. Even a little too warm.
Oh,
sometimes.
It's
we've been in here for a while.
The HVAC system in this building is legendarily awful. So
it feels very cozy in this cold morning.
I'm glad you think so. Welcome, Representative Christy Purcell. You had yourself a late night last night, didn't you?
Sure did.
Yeah.
We adjourned just before midnight last night, and then the 42-mile drive from the Capitol to my driveway,
right.
The roads were actually, I was worried about black ice or something. The roads were actually fine, but.
You know, I know that sometimes people in your position will find ways to stay in St. Paul during the week. That's really kind of not an option for you, though, is it?
Well, luckily my in-laws who are enjoying a month in Florida right now.
Yeah, everyone's doing this right now.
I know. February is the month to do it.
Yeah.
They're mostly in Lanesboro, but they have an apartment in St. Paul. So,
I love Lanesboro.
They're pretty much never there on a Tuesday night.
Oh.
So I stay there Tuesday nights because Wednesday is the only day where I have 8:30 committee.
Okay.
Otherwise, I get to walk my kids to school like I'll do after this. Interview, walk my dog, walk my kids to school, and then I come home and do the drive. So that's really nice because I don't know sometimes what time I'll get home. So it's great to have that morning.
Okay, so you have one morning where you're committee at 8:30, but what time are you generally in session then?
10:30 is when all my other committees start.
Okay.
So on Tuesday and Thursday. Because I don't have any committees on Monday. But I got appointed to the Clean Water Council. So once a month, that's a 9 a.m. on a Monday morning.
I heard about this.
Yes. I was getting random texts from people in my life from the clean water world, from my previous life. Just like three-word texts, like Clean Water Council! Exclamation point. So there was something that went out into the universe. So I haven't been to a meeting in that capacity yet, but in 2 Mondays will be
now. You are an ex officio member of that council. Is that right?
So it's non-voting,
right?
But it is an appointed position. So the Speaker of the House appoints two representatives,
right.
So one from each side of the
right.
aisle, and then similarly from the Senate. Although I'm not sure those appointments have been made from the Senate chamber.
Oh, interesting. Okay, all right.
We're kind of two different universes.
You really seem to be.
It's silly. We're in the same building a bunch of the time. I have no idea what they're doing. I have to like check the news to see what they're up to.
Wow. So, yeah. Yeah. I have contact with the press office in the House of Representatives and have asked my contacts up there if they have who is your counterpart in the Senate. They don't even know that. Like the two sides of the building do not talk to each other very often.
The structure is so different. So there's not like the there's not, I think they have a decentralized media versus we have a more centralized, and then I'm sure something else, it could be vice versa.
This is not a conversation for the radio, but have you had a chance to meet a guy named Mike Cook up in the, he runs the press office for the
I meet
House
a
of
lot
Representatives.
Of people, and I've been terrible at remembering names. I'm better when I see their faces again, and then I go, ooh, remind me, and then they say, Mike Cook from media, and then I go, okay.
Mike Cook's an old buddy of mine. Actually, we used to work together at the with the Minnesota Twins,
and I
reconnected with him when I got this job and started getting emails from him in the House of Representatives. Like,
nice.
Hey.
Yeah. Okay, I'll see if I can keep that in my brain.
He's a very good guy, a very smart man, so he's a fun guy to talk to.
I like
to.
Being surrounded by...
All right. So now,
people.
Your four committees, if I got this right, you're the vice chair of the Ag Committee.
Got it.
You are on the Environmental Finance and Policy.
I just say the Environment Committee.
Okay, Environment Committee. Are you on the Education, Finance, and Policy Committee?
Correct.
So you had a pretty interesting hearing this week, didn't you?
Yesterday, and to round it out, elections.
Elections, that's the other one. Thank you.
So yesterday, we heard the cannabis bill in Education, Finance.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was the least interesting of the two bills that we heard.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. So the cannabis bill is quite wide-ranging, so we just looked at three provisions that sort of have to do with this purview. So one of them, I'm not going to remember all three. One of them was about a health education curriculum and sort of getting that updated if cannabis were to become a legal drug versus an illegal drug. There was something about prevention. And so it's like very, very, very narrow. So it's this huge bill. I've seen it now once in ag and then once in
You did see it in ag too.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. And that's a little more where my ears are pricking up. Like, are my farmer friends going to be able to have access to growing this, potentially cash crop, and how will that work? So I've been in conversations with the bill author, Representative Zach Stevenson from Coon Rapids. And the clip that I heard on this very station not that long ago, the question that Representative Nathan West asked, happened in Ed Finance. So it's now been through, I can't remember what, 9 committees, and it has to go through 14 in the House.
Okay.
Similarly, going through pretty much all the committees on the Senate side. So I'm not sure I will, I guess this was the third one because we did hear it in Environment also. So I don't imagine it will go through the Elections Committee, so I think I'm done with that bill. And then after that, we had a great discussion around that. Then we listened to a bill presentation by my colleague, Representative Hodan Hassan, who is the chief author of a Teachers of Color bill, and heard really moving testimony from school districts from across the state about, 3% of our teaching staff are teachers of color, but 45% of our students are students of color. And just that incredible disparity. We know that Minnesota has one of the worst gaps in that way. Our system works really well for white students and really fails a lot of our students of color. And so this is sort of one tool in the toolbox to try to address that. And then there's a grant program that the Department of Education has, and all of these school districts who were very passionate and worthy talked about how they applied, and they got, 98% or 95% on the scoring criteria and didn't get the funding. And there's just an incredible need. We know that our achievement gap in Minnesota is wide.
Yes.
So that was just really inspiring and moving to hear from school districts from across the state who are like, we need this.
Right. But last night, then, you were up until you were there. What was the bill you guys were working on last night? Then
it was last night was the earned sick and safe time.
Right.
So we got a little bit of a preview too for some of the things we'll be hearing about the paid family medical leave.
Okay. All right. Is that? I've been out of the loop for.
Good for you. Get out of the state. Go on vacation.
But I feel like I've completely lost. I had it all down. What was going on at least in the House?
Okay. That's why I'm here.
Yeah. By the way, I'm just going to take a second. Shout out to Senator Bill Liske. If you'd ever like to come on this station and talk to us about what's going on with the Senate, we would love to have you on the KYMN Morning Show.
He reached out to me this week.
Is that right?
We might each be the chief author of a bill in each of the chambers for looking at a change to Highway 19. So he is in Lonsdale. I'm in Northfield. I thought that was very...
That's fantastic.
Very symbolic. It's the road that connects our two communities within our district. So,
absolutely.
So I'm hoping to get a meeting with him.
Well, good. I hope that goes well. Yeah. We love to see the bipartisan work.
That's right.
It's always good to see. And I know you're really into the whole working across the aisle thing.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah.
I spent a while last night on the floor trying to get co-authors for an education finance bill and an ag bill. So that's sort of the best time to do it when we're in floor session, because then we're mostly sitting at our desks and then I get to corner people and say, hey, I think you might want to be on this bill.
Can you tell us a little bit about the bills you personally are working on? What you got going on?
So this week I did have my first two bill presentations. So I had to go up to the testifier's table. I guess I'm not sure what it's called. I know that's not what it's called. Yeah. But,
I like that, though.
Yeah.
Just name it whatever you want.
Yeah, we'll just call it, you know,
that's what it is.
That other desk. So the very first bill I presented is very near and dear to my heart. So it was in the Ag Committee. It was the first, the second bill that I dropped. And it, very bipartisan, and it's to reallocate some funds for this grant program that the Department of Ag had for a very long time. And money was taken out about 20 years ago mm-hmm. to provide financial grants to ag co-ops
sure.
to get started. So I had three different testifiers talking about how this helped when they were trying to start a co-op. And I just think that is such a great tool. $50,000 right now, the way the legislation is written, is the max, which isn't a ton. When I was at Clean River Partners, we were helping the Perennial Promise Growers Cooperative, which is the first perennial ag co-op, we think, in the world that was started. But these are farmers who are growing Kernza to try to have more control on the price and the quantity mm-hmm. and marketing. So to see that process start up very recently, it's kind of an incredible amount of money mm-hmm. and just coordination between all these different entities, all these families and their farms. So we had one of our Perennial Promise co-op members testify, Ann Schwagel. She was great. And then someone from the Shared Ground Farmers Co-op, which focuses on Latino farmers, and the Farmers Union also testify in support of this. So there's a larger pool of money available at the federal level from the USDA. So this grant actually kind of helps jumpstart the work needed to access those funds. So, and just an aside note, I know this was on social media a little bit that, it used to be tradition when you present your first bill, you bring treats.
Oh,
and I decided, well, we're in Ag Committee and I like to bake. So mm-hmm. I made some homemade ginger molasses cookies with molasses from sorghum that we grew on our farm.
Wow.
And I was like, if any committee is going to appreciate this, it's going to be the Ag Committee.
Did you bring any cookies today?
I did not. I know.
Thank you, Representative Purcell.
I have not had time to bake since Sunday night, I will tell you. But anyway, that was just a fun.
That's great.
Sharing with all the staff and the testifiers and, of course, the representatives, regardless of party.
Right.
So everybody likes treats.
Exactly.
Who doesn't like treats?
At 1 p.m., you get the after lunch slump, and then you get a little sugar.
That's nice, which is exactly what you need.
Yeah.
Right, right. What else are you working on?
Well, let's see. On Monday, which seems like that wasn't just still this week,
right.
On the House floor, we passed support for child care providers. So it's actually sort of a shorter term relief to make sure that those centers stay open as they've lost sort of some COVID support for that. We also passed off the House floor, sort of didn't get as much attention, but two smaller bills that enhance labor trafficking laws. I was hearing actually this afternoon, I have a meeting with the city administrator, who I heard on your news break, to talk about the Milltowns Trail proposal within the bonding. So that was released this week. Chair Fu Lee, who is a Carleton grad,
right.
Who chairs that committee, he included this, you know, our little section of the Milltowns Trail in the bonding proposal. That's a whole different process. You have 3/5 majority, and I'm not completely clear on how that process works, but I was pleased that Northfield's project could be included in there. We also passed, I think last week, the Lawns to Legumes program off the House floor and getting some funding for that.
I was going to say I can't hear your mic anymore, but that's because I accidentally pulled my headphones out of my
jacket.
I'm sorry for interrupting you.
Well, that's fine. Okay. And then hearing about just some bills that will be coming up. So in the Environment Committee, we had another emotional day of testimony from I guess Amara's in her 20s now, but she was diagnosed as a teenager with a really rare form of liver cancer and linked to PFAS and PFOS. So these are forever chemicals basically coming from 3M and improper discharge of those products. And she talked about it at her high school. Actually, there are two testifiers from the same high school in the East Metro who talked about how, you know, there's the jocks and there's the, you know, these different like groups of kids in high school. And at their high school, they have the cancer kids. There's just so many.
Oh my gosh.
Wow. Students who they themselves have just like wild cancers that are totally unheard of. And it's linked to these forever chemicals. So we heard another, she came to testify. Actually, I think she's in hospice care. And she said, I would really like to come back. Let's do it sooner rather than later. And she and her father testified, and it was very, very powerful to talk about trying to regulate these forever chemicals that then go into the water. And that's real.
Yeah. So, you're seeing some stuff already in the House of Representatives, aren't you?
Yeah. Well, luckily the other day in the Environment Committee, the Minnesota Zoo came to petition for some money, and they brought a chuckwalla, which is a naturalist. I did not know about this lizard. It's because it lives in the Southwest United States, and a chinchilla. Oh, so that was like a nice little balance, nice. One day of environment and then to the other.
Wow.
Yeah. So,
you going to give the zoo some money?
I'm sure we will.
Good.
Representative Robert Bierman, who's known in town here. He's the chief author of the bill because that's fantastic. In his new district now. In
awesome. Representative Christy Purcell, is there anything else you would like to mention this week?
There is legislation. So I was hearing Chief Elliott talk about the catalytic converter theft, which we've seen in the Twin Cities for some time and now, you know, is penetrating to other communities. I think we're going to be hearing that bill as a standalone on the House floor soon.
Okay.
About an increased penalty and, you know, sort of that possession. So
as one of your constituents, I would like to implore you to support that that bill.
I may already be a co-author, but I am supportive.
Outstanding. Indeed. Outstanding. Yeah. Because it cost me $3,000 to get my catalytic converter.
Oh, I know.
Yeah,
you
replaced.
Had yours? It was yours?
I'm the KYM employee.
You're the KYM. Oh, sorry. We have several friends with Priuses in Northfield.
Yes.
Who there was a crash over the summer. So as a early 2000s Prius owner myself, just thinking about parking in the garage some more.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, it's not just that car. But
right. Yeah. All right. So, Representative Christy Purcell.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for good to see you.
Yes. You
I know
too.
Everybody on the radio can't see you, but I haven't seen you
I'm
for a
so
long time.
I'm so glad
time,
other
so
people
glad.
Can't see me. I'm glad this is just an audio medium, but yeah, well, we'll do this again next week.
That sounds great to me.
Okay.